Revelation 22, this is the absolute final wonderful picture of our salvation, and words fail, of course, to truly express it. And I want to just focus on a couple of issues here. The wonderful picture of God's kingdom is presented here, and it's presented here with an absolute urgency to come into it. This is not as if God is at all passive or indifferent. He and the Lord Jesus want us to be there. There is no question. And yet we worry, we fear on some level or another that I shall be somehow left outside this kingdom, that I might miss it. Will I be there? Well, let's look at who's going to be outside it. Verse 15. Don't forget, we have the Spirit and the Bride both urging entrance into it, urging us that the gates are open constantly, the water of life, eternal life, can be drunk freely. There's a whole forest of trees of life offering their eternal fruit to everybody. The wall around the city is transparent. Only those who don't want to be there will not be there. So outside it, verse 15, are the dogs. Well, twice at least in the New Testament, the dogs are used to describe those who are advocating the return to the Jewish law, who are saying, quit faith in Jesus, that's not going to save you. Go back to circumcision, Philippians 3, verse 2, 2 Peter 2, talks about these people as the dogs. Well, is that you? Are you urging people to quit Jesus and go to some works-based righteousness? Well, I'm not, and I don't believe that you are either. Okay, we're not dogs. Outside it are the dogs and the sorcerers or the poisoners. I think this is a similar idea to the dogs. The idea is of those who are enticing others, poisoning others, enticing others into sin, trying to keep people out of God's kingdom. Well, one great feature of the kingdom of God is that there will be no longer any equivalent of the serpent in the Garden of Eden pushing wrong ideas. Outside it will be idolaters, those who worship images. And of course, Revelation has had a lot to say about those who worship the image of the latter-day beast. It will come down to, in the last days, as it already is in spirit now. Do you want to worship the beast or do you want to worship Jesus? Do you want his mark in your forehead or that of Jesus? That's it. Are we beast worshippers or are we in the Lord Jesus? Well, we may be weak, but I believe that we're in the Lord Jesus. Finally, lovers and practicers of falsehood, those who love lies and love creating them. And again, I think the allusion is to the serpent in Eden who shall not be in God's kingdom. Well, we may be weak, but I wouldn't say that we love falsehood. It comes down to whether you love the things of God's truth, even if you don't rise up to them as you should, and none of us do completely. Do you love all that? Or do you, as Paul says, all those that love his appearing will be there? Where is your innermost heart? I look at these people who shall be outside the kingdom, I look at those categories, and sinner that I am, weak as I am, I honestly don't think I'm in those categories, and I believe that you're the same. And so the overall positive message of this last chapter, and 21 as well, comes through to us. Verse 17, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. I think the Spirit there is a title for the Lord Jesus, the Lord, the Spirit, as Paul says, 2 Corinthians 3. He's called the Spirit in Romans 8. The Spirit makes intercession for us. Both the Spirit and the Bride, that's us, say, come. And he that hears, let him say, come. Really, all you got to do is say yes. So then, how can we not be involved in evangelism to some degree if we have this great hope of the kingdom? It is the most natural thing in the world to say to others, come. You can be there too. Now, we are to go into all the world with this message, as we are told in the Great Commission. He that is thirsty, let him come. He that desires, come and take the water of life freely. the free nature of the gift is really impressed. It's not that you've got to pay something. It's not that you've got to get qualified to get this eternal life. Let him who desires, which is parallel with he that is thirsty. And this world in which we live is full of thirsty people. There's a lot of people out there who are asking the right questions and wanting the right things, but they're looking in the wrong place for answers. They're looking to religion, they're looking to works, and they're not getting it until they meet you and me. And this is the simple idea, the simplest idea of the gospel, that if you truly thirst to be there, you will be. When the Lord Jesus began the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about the blessed. And there he was preparing and pronouncing the manifesto of his kingdom. And if he had been in our day, everybody would have been out there with their cell phones and their video cameras and so forth and recording his words, etc. What's he going to say? What's the bottom line? And he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So the lead qualification is not perfection. It's not legal perfection. It is wanting it. It is being thirsty. It is desiring the water of life. And come and get it. Come and take it. It's for free. This is why the gospel is not believed, I think, because it is too good news. We suspect a catch. So then, quite simply, this is the ultimately positive message of the good news of God's kingdom. And believing that, we can say in verse 20 with John, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. That if you really want to be there, well, you want to see him. You're not going to be thinking, oh, well, I want him to come, but I don't know how I'm going to make out the day of judgment. I'm not perfect. I'm this, that, and the other. Sure, the qualification is not perfection, because we shall all die or come to the end of our spiritual path in this life, either when we die or when the Lord Jesus returns, if we're alive and remain, we shall all come to that point imperfect. That is the point. But the qualification, therefore, cannot be having got there in that sense. The qualification is, are you thirsty? Do you really want to be in God's kingdom? Do you really desire the water of life? Do you want to live forever? And if the answer to that is, yes, I do with all my heart, even though you may go on to finish the sentence by saying, yeah, I do, but I'm weak, but I'm this, but I'm whatever. Yeah, look, the essence of the qualification is, do you want to be there? And if that passion is really the controlling emotion, if it's the critical blueprint of your life, that I want to be there. As I say with Paul, all those that love his appearing will be there. And this is almost too good news to believe, but it is simply so.